Okay, we're going to move on now to Lex the Archer.
All right, I'd cancel any appointments I have in the next few days just because you're going to be sore than you've ever been before. Oh, and I'd say in like 8 or 9 days, take the stitches out, which I suggest you do yourself to save embarrassment. Oh, and there's this website, unixquestions.com. Unix is E-U-N-U-C-H-S. I had a lot of trouble with that, but it gives great advice on how to deal with your castration. You don't have to go through this alone, you know? Do you want some souvenirs? No? Okay. What should we do with them? We could see how far they bounce, Actually, we wouldn't want, like, a little animal confusing it for an afternoon snack, you know? A little squirrely or a coyote might get sick, and we don't want that, especially with you being such a conservationist. We could grind them up in the garbage disposal, or we could sew them back in. I had this shop teacher once who sawed off his thumb in class, and then he grabbed some ice, drove to the emergency room. The next day, sure enough, he has his thumb. Didn't bend so well, but he could, like, hitchhike and stuff. I'm just checking to see if it works. Calm down. I guess they weren't, brass. You're not laughing, are you? Well, no wonder. This isn't a laughing matter at all. I don't know. Maybe Donna's smiling just a tad.
Hey, Lex, I thought your diction was quite good on this. There were no places where I had any troubles understanding you. No places where it sounded like you were working overly hard to do it. Energy-wise, it's a little tougher. I thought overall was good. You had a nice laid-back approach, which made the whole thing quite amusing. The only problem I have with that is I wanted to know, who are you? What do you think of this whole procedure? There's a line, and you say, you know, Donna may be happy, which sort of hinted at something. But I really wanted to know, are you a sadist? Did you do this? Did you do this to punish this person? Did you do this because this person wanted to be castrated? There was something you just left on the table that I thought you could have done to make the performance that much better. So I would not need to know, you know, assuming this is from some larger piece, the rest of the context. But overall, I thought you did a very nice job with this. Meredy?
I agree. I think your diction was nice and clear. I did hear some words that were slurred a bit. Sore, which is a tough one, became sore, lost the R. I heard stitches become sitches, suggest, and a few other things, mostly just actually internal slurring as opposed to dropping off the ends of your words, which actually it's better, not that you should do one over the other, but it's better to preserve the end of your word as opposed to the inside of it, because it's the human brain focuses on the beginning and ends of words in order to create the actual word, in order to process it in their brain. You see that a lot with spelling, things like that. But overall, I think you sounded clear. And you had a good grasp on what it is on the script and what you were saying. So good job there. As for the energy, I thought you had a good feeling for its attitude and some of its intent. But similar to what Russ said, I don't know who your character was. I don't know if it was a doctor trying to help out, or if it was someone who, like Russ said, was a sadist or, you know, done this purposefully with malicious intent and was just, you know, quietly enjoying the whole process, or something else. And you could get a hint of how your character felt about the whole thing at the end with the Donna line. And that's when I started to get a feel for your character. Unfortunately, that's when it ended. So, yeah, I'd love to go back and hear that again with that feeling from the end through the whole piece. But on the whole, it was a nice job.
Yep, good job. So we'll move on now to Miss Voice of an Angel.
Oh, Dad, do we have to go to Grandma's house? I don't know what makes you think going to Grandma's house is so much fun. You get up early and polish the car like we're going someplace cool, like the beach. Is it just me, or does her house smell like an old antique store couch? Yuck. And besides that, I'm the one she latches onto to listen to all her old stories. Well, I'm sorry if I can't appreciate her wisdom right now. And Dad, let's face it, even you can admit the lady's a little bit crazy. One day, I was going into the kitchen to get myself a drink, and I heard her talking to somebody. I didn't want to disturb her, so I was really quiet. She was asking Grandpa how much salt he'd like in the stew. And he's been dead for 10 years. I mean, come on. And another thing. I'm sorry, but her cooking is awful too. And, And what was that disgusting stuff she made us last time for supper? Boiled okra? That's just wrong. It felt like a hairy clam going down my throat. It took me 3 or 4 sips of Coke after each bite to get it down. And stay down. Ew. I can still taste it. Dad, can't we just skip this visit? I mean, Christmas is only 4 months away. I'm sure she wouldn't mind if we just called her. Please?
Okay. Miss Voice of an Angel. Overall, nice job. I thought this was a nice monologue. It was cute. It was relatable. Something everybody has had some sort of experience with in their life, and you could hear some genuine experience with it, so in one way or another. Your pronunciation, your diction, excuse me, I thought it was a good start. There are some words I think were just mumbled or slurred a little bit, but on the whole, I understood everything you were saying. Just things like think became tink. The one thing that tripped me up was you said polish the car at the very beginning, and I heard poshed the car, which sounded very interesting. I didn't know how your dad poshed the car, but I was curious to learn more. And there was something about 4 months. I can't remember what it sounded like. I think it sounded like one word completely at the end instead of two. The energy, again, nice attitude. It was relatable. I understood your character. I felt like you were kind of stressed while you were reading this. I don't know if it was a character choice or if you wanted to be more expressive and you couldn't. Maybe that was just my personal interpretation of your clip. But there were times where you had energy building up, and I felt like you were going to get louder or become more expressive or get really upset about one thing or another, about how your grandma is just always getting on your nerves and doing this, that, and the other thing. And it just kind of all, you kept building up to a level, and then you just kept hitting it, kind of like a compressor, if anybody knows audio terms, a compressor limiter, which is, I don't know if that was a character choice or it was just a something else, but I kind of wanted to hear you break that barrier. Don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to give it that extra energy. The ewes, I think, were a point where you did break that barrier, and it was nice. Hearing the ew was good. It gave more expression to and more energy to your character and, you know, how they really feel about this, how they really felt about that meal. So, on the whole, good job. Russ?
Yes, I agree. The energy, I thought, was quite good. Yes, there were more stuff you could have done, and you did in some places, but for the most part, we got this, okay, come on, I want to be out of this, I'm trying to get out of this. We knew who the character was. It was never boring. It was very clear, and, you know, it's very solid. There's more you could do, but solid is a very good place to be. Diction, as Meredy said, I didn't have too much trouble understanding you, but there were places where you got sloppy. You said, sorry if I can't appreciate her wisdom. From the context, it was obvious you were saying can't, but I didn't hear the T. You said, even you can admit. There was no D. And her talking, there's no D again. And there were just a bunch of places like that where you got a little bit sloppy. It sounded like you were saying Sims of Coke, but obviously you meant sips. So this was just a case of you not paying as much attention to the diction as you should. And again, because we don't do that in normal speech, it's very easy not to be conscious of it. But when you're voice acting, you want to be extra conscious. You want to develop the habit of being extra conscious of the clear pronunciation, because sometimes it will make a difference as to whether people can understand you, as it did not in this particular case. So overall, a very good job. Let's go next to Bright Disaster.
I've been sending this show all over the freaking country, Kim. And you mean to tell me I did all of that for nothing? I've got the chance of a lifetime here. Christ, you too. You may never get another opportunity like this one. Just because you hate it, what gives you the right to punish me? To take this away from me? I mean, come on. Do you think anyone would have produced the show you wrote? It was so gooey, sappy, sentimental, cheesy, corny, and Hallmark. Lifetime made-for-TV movie, Bridges of Madison County, Oprah Book of the Month Club, gooey. Kim, wait, don't go. Please. You're holding all of the cards here, okay? You've got me right where you want me. Desperate, okay? So, I will listen to whatever you have to say. And I won't be hostile. I promise. Just please, sit back down, have a drink with me, and tell me what I have to do to work this out. Kim, come on. This is my one shot to actually use my ridiculously expensive theater degree. I really don't want to end up teaching high school drama in English. Don't you see how badly I need this? Can't you at least sit down and talk to me? Please!
Bright Disaster, this was a very nice job. Energy was definitely there. I'm going to have some comments, but they're not going to be so much lack of energy, but things that you could do even more. Things that we'll be touching on more in later lessons. Diction mostly was good. There were a few places where you got sloppy on words, like you said, when you said take this away, it came out almost like take this away. And when you said sit back down, it came out almost like sit back down. But it was obvious what you were saying, and it didn't affect the meaning at all. There were a couple places, however, where your sloppiness did count against you. At about 42 seconds in, you sounded like you were saying Oprah Book of the Month Club. Since I happen to know there's an Oprah Book of the Month Club, I was able to figure out what you meant. If I hadn't, I might not have known. And once again, as we've said, there are certain consonants you really have to be aware of, because P's will turn into F's, B's will turn into F's or V's if you are not careful to make the beginning sound. There was one.
Oh, I kind of wanted it to be Okra Book of the Month Club to kind of connect to the last one that we just did. I thought it would have been awesome.
Yeah, you guys are talking to each other about coordinating your monologues. They're kind of
syncing them all up. It's so cool. Sorry,
but
go ahead.
But there was one place where your sloppiness actually made a big difference in the meaning. You said, would anybody have produced a show that you wrote? Whereas what you meant to say was, would anyone have produced the show you wrote? Because I happen to know this monologue. What happened was you have rewritten, extensively modified the play that Kim gave you. By saying produced the show, that is comes out clear. When you said produced a show, which is the way it actually came out, that was a massive put down. You're saying, you're not a good writer. Nobody would ever produce anything you said. You did. So that's one of those places where you really, really have to be careful. And this is why you need to be careful about diction in general, because sometimes there will be incorrect meanings coming out if you're sloppy. So in terms of just things that you can do more, as I said, I thought the energy, you definitely had energy. There was a character. There was a strength in the words. You punched the phrases. From an acting perspective, some more things that you could have done, you tend to stay mostly on the same level the whole time. That energy, as good as it is and appropriate for this round, if you're looking ahead to more overall improving your acting, when you get to the Kim Wait Don't Go, that should be a very different feeling. That's you've been bullying through and all of a sudden you realize it's not working. So you're changing tactics. So you want to make a clearly different change. It will make the overall monologue that much more interesting if you're not just doing the same thing the whole time. Meredy?
I agree on the whole with what Russ said. Your diction was clear for the most part. The thing I noticed the most was that your T's constantly turn into D's. So opportunity turns into opportunity. This becomes dis. Theater becomes theater. So just be careful of that when you're going through your diction. Give extra special attention to those T's and make sure you give that extra pronunciation to that letter when it's needed. For the energy, I thought you had a good character energy. I understood your character clearly, where he was going. I thought... actually, it was a nice change from the stuff he did before. Because, if I remember correctly, the past two monologues, they were more narrative. And both in that kind of upbeat range, that upbeat feel. Whereas this, you took that voice, you took that attitude and you... turned it into more accusatory and into more desperate. I agree with Russ. You can do much more than what you've been putting out there, and don't be afraid to challenge yourself. But on the whole, I thought it was good.
Okay.
That's it for me.